Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Ten.
Seven at the hour. This is the DJB program.
Wow, what a day, huh? Wednesday is upon us, and looking around at the realities of the day. First, before we get into the business at the school shooting down in Texas, a moment for the three ladies who've been a part of this program for the past 6 years. Sounds like I'm having a moment of silence for them. Last night we won, they won, I didn't win it, they won a prestigious award. The Gracies, many of you perhaps followed it on Facebook because we suggested that would be kind of cool. And the award ceremony is kind of fun. All kinds of folks from Los Angeles, from around the country in various women in media. And so the ladies won their award, had a nice dinner, and they went out and celebrated. So this is like the old Doug Steffen good day, where there's nobody but me. To go through the issues of the day, the events of the day, what sort of thoughts do you have, and what does all this mean? And certainly we can, when it comes to the 19 children and the two adults who were killed in that shooting at the elementary school in Texas yesterday, the fourth grade teacher's name was Eve Morales, I believe, Morales. The gunman was an 18-year-old creep, subhuman, Salvador Ramos. He's dead. That's good. But thinking about this and how it is that we keep dealing with this. This jerk shot his grandmother before he went into the other mode. So, yeah, you listen to all the politicians, the President of America, the United States, the President of France. And you know what? It's all a waste of time, a waste of energy. I don't really care what Joe Biden says, and I don't really give a damn what Emmanuel Macron says. What I care about is where we are going as a country. And there has to be at some point in time, or we are going to fail as a nation, I think. There are so many failures now. There are so many successes. We've had a great run, and I'd like to see the run continue for my grandchildren and their grandchildren. But this stuff has got to stop. We cannot be considered a civilized society with this stuff going on. And no matter how you look at it, it's one thing after another. Every week, Buffalo, here on the West Coast, there was something. And now this business in Texas. This is the children, the teachers, and it sounds almost pedantic. I was listening to some people talk about it on the radio yesterday. You know, it's pretty much the same stuff. It's a cowardly attack. It's terrible. We share the shock and grief with the American people. But this stuff doesn't really go on in other civilized countries. It just doesn't. So do people want to stay here? I know some people who, after last night, they said, okay, that's it. I'm moving to Canada. And whatever your sentiment is when it comes to this, you know, the Pope says his heart is broken over the shooting. It's nice to see all of these things. What do you expect these people to say? What I want is some action here in America, some leadership, some strength. I wish I were president right now, or maybe I wish some of you were president right now, or in some position of influence. Okay, so we've got the Prime Minister of Ireland. He says something. They're all and on and on and on. And the German leaders and the Spanish leaders express their condolences. I mean, I'm going up and down a list of the people who have things to say about this. That doesn't fix the problem. It's all, you know, it's okay. It's all well and good to send our way a lot of emotion, a lot of thoughts and support. But you know what? In putting it in context, trying to analyze this, this is another horror show, and they happen all too frequently. So we're proving to ourselves and to the world that we're not a civilized country because we can't seem to deal with things like this. And it's always some young kid, some man, or not a man, an 18-year-old, a kid, who's angry about something, and whether this guy, there was a lot of speculation yesterday that he was being chased by the Border Patrol, he'd come across illegally. When this first happened, there's all kinds of stuff, as there usually is, spraying around by an incompetent news media that's always looking to get the story first and usually gets it wrong. When you get down to brass tacks, what happened? Remember back in 2012, the 20 children, the 6 adults at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut, when they were killed. Back again to 10 people being killed in Buffalo last week, another 18-year-old. This kid's a white supremacist. Well, how the hell do these people get this way? Well, I'll tell you one thing. I think you may have heard me talking about this a few weeks ago when I was in the hospital emergency room in my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts, to have something taken care of. I'm looking around at the caliber of the people who are in there. And I'm not looking down my nose at anybody. This is not about different classes or different things that are important in society. This is just about what kind of human beings are we raising? This woman with her child, she had no more business having a child than the man on the moon. And yet she's got this kid with her. The kid's maybe 3-4 years old. She can't control him. She talks to him in riddles. She's obviously on drugs. And the kid's running around kicking people in the shins. And then I think to myself, well, I look at the, it sounds self-serving, but I look at the 2 grandchildren that I have. And I think about my own situation as a child growing up when I was on my own. And I thought about my 2 children and how they grew up. There was certainly no perfection in it, but people were paying attention to the children that we brought into the world. At this point in time, there are so many people who are so self-centered and interested in themselves. You know, yesterday my son and I took a walk around one of the parks in Los Angeles with my grandson. And we always have such a cute kid, and we have so much fun with him. And he's getting the attention that he needs. And people say, well, that's all well and good. Some people can't afford to give him that. They don't have children. The park was loaded with nannies who were taking care of somebody else's child. They were hired to do it. So what kind of a child are you bringing? What sort of love do they know or feel from you if another woman or another man is raising them? They're going to be like the people who raise them. They're going to be like the environment in which they live. And if, in fact, there's no love or there's no... I mean, sometimes these nannies do become like surrogate mothers, and there's lots of love and attention. But that's not mom, and that's not dad. That's somebody else. So somebody else, you've hired somebody to have your child. So why the hell do you have a child then? And this is part of the irresponsibility that we seem to see more of. And people say, well, women have to work. We have to have 2 parents working. Again, unless you're totally indiscriminate and you just have sex and you have children, then there should be some responsibility here. And there isn't. Certainly, when you look at this kid and where he came from and all of the stuff that, you know, looking at any of these people, you'll go back to hearing the same old gun control stuff. And there's a certain point to that, I think, when you get down to brass tacks. There's a certain side to that argument that has some merit. We do, and there's 350 million registered guns in America. And there are probably 10% of that, 35, 40 million guns that are unregistered. And so, you know, only took one gun, although I guess this kid, it seems that he had a handgun and a rifle with him. Where the hell did he get it? He's 18. Why should an 18-year-old have access? Whether you shouldn't be able to buy one. I don't think you can in most states. I think you got to be 21. But then, you can get them any place. You know that. I know. It's like buying drugs. You can buy drugs any place you want, anytime you want. They're just there. We're paying lip service. And then you hear the police say, well, we don't get enough money and there aren't enough of us to do the job. And, you have this warped set of realities here in Los Angeles yesterday. A plot was uncovered. They have a system here to take care of the homeless. First of all, there are way too many homeless people. There are way too many people that find it too easy not to work, or they don't want to work, So that's a whole different subject. The idea that they are taking care of, the city spends $800 million a year to run a program to feed the homeless. So one of the local news channels has done an overview of the service, because there are lots of homeless. There's 70-some-odd thousand homeless people live in Los Angeles County. Imagine that. Probably bigger than most of the communities where you live, that where folks are listening to this program. 70,000 homeless people, and many of them don't have access. Some of them have decided this is the way they want to live. Okay, that's fine. So I shouldn't have to help you out. But there are a lot of people who are on the street who are mentally incompetent, and they need some help. And then that's our job to do something. Our job as taxpayers. So we hire people here. I think there are, what did I see, 1,400 people working on this program, $800 million a year, to provide food to the homeless. Well, you know what? The undercover, the reporter on the street doing an undercover overview of the homeless people and how many are dying because they don't have enough food. So the program is wrought with all kinds of cheating. The some of the people that are in the program, they take the food in the boxes that are provided to them, sandwiches and apples and water and things like that, cookies. They either sell them to some people who don't know any better, or they drive around in their car all day and they throw the, at the end of the day, they throw the food in the dumpster. I'm going to bet that this is going to make national news, if it hasn't already, in most cities. The fact, the outrage, that there are all these people and all this money who are supposedly helping to feed the indigent or the people who are homeless, and they throw the food away because they're so GD lazy, or they're entitled, or whatever the hell it is. And so this is the kind of atmosphere that we have. And every day we talk more about things like this, and yet there's lots of talk, but what's the solution to the problem? Is there a solution to the problem? And, you know, back to the whole business of what I experienced in the waiting room at the hospital. It's that kind of thing. It's there. It's in front of us. And yet we're not, we just, oh, well, there are too many people. Everybody's got rights and this one and that one. I have a right to live safely and feel comfortable in the world in which I live. And I don't. I mean, a lot of parents, when they send their children off to school today or last week, say to themselves, are my children going to be okay at the end of the day? That's a question that certainly deserves an answer in a civilized society. 18 past the hour.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. 1072. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Hey, Chief, we got a damaged RV on its way to the OR.
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of RV surgery.
Wait, are you promoting me?
Congrats, Martinez.
That RV's flatlining!
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of nursing.
So you're just promoting everyone now?
Yeah, kind of looks that way, doesn't it?
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
How do you make the most of your land? If you ask the Wrens, who run with us on a John Deere mower, they tell you,
I mow first, then I do all the trimming.
But the Hubbards, who work behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor, would say,
if it's something you want, just go after it and try it.
Then there's the Mosers, who may mention from the seat of their John Deere Gator UTV,
you can't be all working that fight.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell. You're constantly exposed to bugs. You're constantly exposed to viruses, to microbes, to bacteria. You can't get away from those things any more than a fish can get away from water. You live in an absolute atmosphere filled with these microbes. And so you've got these processes inside your body that constantly defend you from these things.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 at the hour now. This is the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, welcoming my friend John Harper from WMEL, who's going to spend the morning with me because the ladies of the DJV program, Jennifer and Jay and Victoria, they won the award last night at the Gracies. And after we had dinner, I came back to the hotel. My children went home, and they stayed and partied. So they are not among the the obvious living. They're a living, but they're not among the living here with us this morning. So I have John Harper from WMEL. We're going to take a look at some of the trending things. An interesting story about a new Ocean's 11 movie. We'll talk about that after this.
If you have certain chronic conditions, such as heart disease,
asthma,
diabetes, and you're 19 years of age or older,
52, 36,
42, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I'm going to ask my doctor
about getting vaccinated
with Prevnar 20.
It would help if I talked in the microphone, wouldn't it? All right. We had a lot of celebrating last night. And I promise nothing for the program today except to keep you up to date as well as I can with John as to what's going on. Margot Robbie is going to be the star of a new Ocean's 11 movie that is actually the prequel to the original Ocean's 11. It takes place in Europe in 1960. That was, I mean, look at the other things that these, this has been a series, John. Have you seen all the Ocean movies? Ocean 11, 12, 13, 14, whatever it is. And then the ladies did Ocean's 8. That was the most recent one in this franchise. So they're going to develop a new installment, and it's going to star and be produced, actually, by Margot Robbie. Concept hasn't officially been greenlit at this point, but it's set in Europe in the 1960s. The director is J. Roach. He's worked with Margot Robbie on that movie Bombshell. Remember that? Remember that? That was the story of Roger Ailes, wasn't it? The bomb, wasn't that?
Yes, it was.
And that, she did a good job in that, I thought. She got an Oscar, a nomination out of it, but it was a good movie. The plot details for this new movie from the writer under wraps, which is what normally they have to do. They want to start production early next year. Warner Brothers is the lot. So, yeah, the thing that always comes to mind when you're looking at the ideas that get put forward, Hollywood has really very little for a business community that's built on imagination. They don't have a lot. They keep going back to the same concepts that work. And I suppose, I mean, I understand that. These guys are getting paid who run these studios to do things that are safe.
That's true, Doug. And at the same time, we just had a conversation last night about this similar topic. And they're not making Hollywood the way they did back in the 40s and 50s.
No.
And it's desperately in need of something.
Something new ideas. 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. The 2021 Ford Mustang Mach-E Premium All-Wheel Drive has won AAA's Best Overall Car for 2022, the latest acclaim for Ford's electric SUV. AAA's research gave special praise to the vehicle for its dynamic new profile, its power, and for being quiet, quick, roomy, and fun to drive. Mustang Mach-E continues to draw customer attention as well, with U.S. sales up 23% through April. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
And now a small business setback. Set to smooth jazz.
It's late. You're driving in the rain with only one thing on your mind. The deer about to total your HVAC van. But with Progressive's 30-plus customizable coverage options, you're covered. The rest is just saxophone.
When running your small business gets rough, Progressive Commercial is there to smooth it out. Get a quote in this.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An 18-year-old gunman opened fire Tuesday at a Texas elementary school, killing at least 19 children at Robb Elementary School, 85 miles west of San Antonio. Uvalde, Texas School District Superintendent Hal Harrell on Tuesday.
This was a tragic and senseless event today, and my heart was broke today. Our hearts and thoughts and prayers are with all our families as we go through this day and days to come. Again, my heart was broken today. We're a small community, and we'll need your prayers to get us through this.
The attacker was killed by law enforcement. Connecticut's Democrat Senator Chris Murphy from the Senate floor.
This community in Texas will never, ever be the same. Why? Why are we here?
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Here's a question for you.
Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The unofficial start to summer is just around the corner. According to AAA, more than 34 million people are expected to travel 50 miles or more from home this Memorial Day weekend. That's an increase of 8.3% over 2021. Attorneys for the parents of the accused Oxford High School shooter in Michigan have a request for the judge. Reporter Tim Berg has the story.
James and Jennifer Crumbly, the parents of the Oxford High School shooting suspect, are asking a judge to move their trial or pull jurors from outside Oakland County to give them a fair trial. Lawyers for the Crumblys say the shooting has had a devastating impact on the people of Oakland County, which will lead to impartial jurors. The defense argues a portrayal of the Crumblys by the media, as well as prosecutor Karen McDonald, has created a harmful image for the couple. McDonald's office denies the claims.
GOP Georgia Governor Brian Kemp fended off a challenge by David Perdue in the Republican primary. He defeated the Trump-backed candidate by a roughly 3-1 margin. The race pitted some of the party's biggest names against each other. And U.S. stock indexes ended mostly lower on Tuesday, and a sell-off in technology stocks deepened. This as concerns about economic growth and rising interest rates continued to weigh on markets. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now on the DJV program. It's Wednesday, May the 25th. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my friend John Harper from WMEL in on the Space Coast in Florida, with the views, news, thoughts about things, the test of being an American, the test of being a human being, the test of perception, the focus that we have or don't, maybe to believe. I want to believe in the best of human nature. I want to believe. But people say that I'm like a Pollyanna, that I'm naive, that I don't look at the dark side of the moon. I don't like to look at the dark side. I don't find it very productive, frankly. There are so many people who do. But when something like this happens, John, when you look at the situation at this elementary school and you think back at how often this has happened, you know, I was going through some of the comments that have come from international leaders, and okay, that's all well and good, but it doesn't mean anything to me, and I don't.
Doesn't
think
mean anything. No.
Nah.
No.
Means nothing. But it
doesn't make the country
who,
feel any better.
No, it doesn't. So I guess from your perspective, I'm thinking I gave my thoughts pretty much in the last half hour, and because you're sharing time with me today, the ladies, for those of you who are just joining us, the program won an award for women in media last night at the Gracies here in Los Angeles, and so the ladies were not celebrating afterwards, and none of them are capable of stringing a sentence together at the moment. So that's why John is here, to visit with me and to visit with you. Anyway, congratulations to the ladies. They deserve kind of a fun evening. All right, so Meanwhile, back at this situation, a lot of people during this event last night were talking about this from different points of view. Some of them are political. You know, there's always somebody who's going to take a shot. That doesn't fix the problem. I've said, you know, whether it's Joe Biden or Trump or whoever the president is, they sort of set the tone, but they really don't. A lot of people blamed some of the things that went on when Trump was president on him. It may be that he or Biden or whoever is there, they strike a chord with a certain segment of society. That's how they get elected, for the most part. Let's hope that's the way it works anyway. But then when you get down to this sort of thing, trying to figure out, and it isn't even figuring out. I mean, we've got it pretty much figured out. We know the profile of these kids who do this. So anyway, you've done this pretty much as long as I have. You've been on the air for a long time, and you've seen things. You're in Florida. There are a lot of things that happen in Florida that the rest of the country looks at. Oh, that's Florida. I don't remember anything like this happening in Florida, frankly, at least recently. But then, you think about why are we...
A couple of years ago, we had that mass shooting in a suburb of Fort Lauderdale at the high school there, the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas.
Oh, right. Okay, I remember that. But
and
so that's doggone
wonderful.
Many of them. We forget about it. All right, so what do you think is... What do you and I, as intelligent adults, talking to a lot of intelligent adults around the country and around the world, what do we tell them? What do we say? What inspiration can we offer or observation can we offer? We know what the news is, and we know what we hear from the same old sources, blah, 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 but it doesn't make any difference. It's not changing anything. Is there hope to change?
It's not changing anything, and the only way in which, Doug, I think this can start to reverse the trend that we are seeing over the last several years especially, is it starts at home. And it starts with parents, if there are parents. It starts with role models. And these are solely lacking, I think, in our society today. Many times you see these kids come from a broken family. You mentioned when you were in the emergency room a couple of weeks ago and the mother with her child in there and how the kid was out of control, the mother was on drugs or whatever. And we're lacking the role models in our society. We're lacking parental supervision, and I think that's where all of this starts and where it goes. But how you start that type of a trend, I'm not sure, but I think you start it with a good role model or role models, plural, and that's what we don't have in America today.
You look at the flags at the White House and most state houses across the country, they're at half mast now. Mass shootings are weekly. So we've been numb to this for a long time.
Yes.
Political influence of, and again, we're back to the gun and the argument that goes no place. It's kind of like Roe v. Wade. It's like capital punishment. It's like all of these other things. We have conversations about them. Lazy talk show hosts talk about these things to get phone calls and get people all riled up. But at the end of the day, what is it our job? I think it's our job to stimulate people and thinking about what it is that causes this. You just did a great job of wrapping up the sum and substance of this is what your environment is as you grow up. That's what's important. With a good, strong environment, you're going to be okay. You grew up around some influences. I did. People listening to the program did. So we can talk about those, the good old days. But, you know, then there's today. And the reminder of how little progress we are making in stemming the tide of gun violence. We're not doing anything.
And there has been no progress at all in the last decade. Well, forever, I feel, for gun violence. People are very sensitive about this issue, thinking you're ready to take their guns away. Nobody's talking about that. But at the same time, how does an 18-year-old get the type of weapons that he was going to use or did use yesterday in that shooting in the school? That's kind of amazing in itself.
Well, the Justice Department and what happens to get justice for the victims, the kid's dead, so nothing's going to happen there, right? He's dead, so he got his justice, but what about the families that are looking at this and saying to themselves, my children didn't deserve to die? They didn't.
Yeah.
So yesterday, a lot of hemming and hawing from Republicans and Democrats, both of them. We got to have action on gun safety. They've been talking about that forever. And if they do something that's meaningful, I mean, there are all kinds of laws on the books, but they aren't enforced. You can still buy a gun anyplace.
When they talk about gun safety, exactly what do they mean? I mean, there's supposedly safety measures in place now,
right,
and that's not doing anything.
No, and so you have, we all have. When I first heard this, I sort of slapped myself, thinking another one of these. And then I listened to a couple of different radio programs where there was good focused conversation. And I think the best talk radio shows today, frankly, from my bias, don't take phone calls. There are good people on the air, and they talk about issues. Maybe you've got a guest or two that has some expertise in the area, the focus of whatever it is. Is there a compromise on any kind of legislation to address this? The efforts usually fail because the gun rights people have such powerful lobbyists that they kill whatever is floating around. And I don't know whether it has any merit or not. I mean, you got more laws don't necessarily fix the psyche of people who think they need to have a gun to protect themselves. Or, and I know Jennifer Horn, who's on this program, has had a gun permit and had a gun. She keeps a gun in her car. She keeps a gun in her purse. She lives in a violent city. I'm yep. lucky, although my children live here, and I live here part of the time, or have over the course of the last, since 1993. I don't feel insecure in my hometown, but maybe it's because I know the town. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. Do you, with a question, and it's maybe a rhetorical one, or this could be a good social media question, do you feel safe in your hometown? Do you feel safe going to work? Go ahead, John.
I travel throughout many areas here in Florida throughout the week, throughout the month, throughout the year, and there are some communities that obviously I can feel safe and secure in, and others I feel I need the National Guard to escort me through the city. Even while driving through the city, concerned about drive-by shootings that were meant for somebody else that a person gets in the way of and gets killed. It's happened in the Orlando metro area several times. So feeling safe and having a gun, I don't think there's anything wrong with having a gun, of course. I think Jennifer is right to be traveling with a gun there in the Los Angeles metro area. From my perspective, it's very much needed. But at the same time, how's that going to prevent some kid from doing what occurred yesterday? And I don't see how that's going to stop that type of an attack. And I still go back to saying it takes some type of a person, maybe we don't even know who that person is yet, but somebody to come forward, to stand up and try to make some sense out of this and put an end to this violence that our country is witnessing now over the many years that this has been occurring, and the world for that matter, but it seems like it really is prevalent here in the United States, that's for sure.
I'm trying to piece together the things that happened during the day. This guy was being chased by the Border Patrol for some reason or another. This town is about 35 miles from the border, and it's, you know, it headed towards San Antonio up this roadway. He crashed the car, got out of the car. People saw him. He had a backpack. He wore body armor. It was, you know, that it was pretty obvious what was going on here. And then he ran into the school. A couple of officers were hit by rounds. This guy just shooting randomly. The police had followed him, as far as I can see. There were folks from the police in the town. Obviously, the Border Patrol people were there. There were 20 agents that had chased him into wherever he was. Then they got into the school. They transferred a lot of the students out to safety. Obviously, not fast enough to take care of the youngsters who got killed. And then there are a lot of people, as you know, social media is loaded with all of this stuff. There were pictures and there was video and there was a guy.
Absolutely tragic. And there's just no excuse for it. And our country has to come together as a positive society. Forget Democrat, forget Republican, forget all of the political titles that you want to put on someone, and let's just concentrate on a free and loving America. And that doesn't sound, shouldn't sound like it's Pollyanna, but at the same time, something's got to be done. It ain't being done right now, and we've got to come up with some other type of solution here. And I say it's a role model.
On his 18th birthday, this kid bought two assault rifles.
Hmm.
Wow. And, well, okay. Take a deep breath. It's 48 past the hour. This is the DJV program.
And now a small business setback is assessed by a beloved family pediatrician.
Oh, hey, Tiger. Big Scary Tree Ranch give your work truck a boo-boo? Yeah. Wow. See this thing on my phone here? It's the Progressive Mobile app. Just push that little button there and report your claim. Attaboy.
When owning a small business gets painful, Progressive Commercial is here to make it all better. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
What's this? Candy drawer? Who wants a lollipop?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and conditions. Total claims not available in all states or situations.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour. This is the DJV program. I thought it was interesting to note that Hulu is offering a special promotion, John, allowing both new and returning subscribers to get an ad-supported plan for $1 a month for the first 3 months. That saves them $18. So I think we got some info there yesterday as this deal came into shape. There are a lot of people, go back to Black Friday and Cyber Monday last year. They tried one of these promos, and I guess it worked fairly well. Hulu seems to be in trouble, at least in some people's minds. Do they have the most subscriptions? Aren't they one of these? I don't have Hulu, or maybe I do. I'm not even. Is that the question you have? Do you know how many of these services that you have? You keep track of them?
No, we don't have Hulu, but I understand that particular one is doing well. It may be one of the best right now as far as subscriptions. I'm kind of surprised. That's a pretty interesting deal for $1 to get that for 3 months. That's not too bad at all. But I know people who have Hulu, and they rave about it. They think it's great.
Well, in this circumstance, you got until May 27th, which is the end of the week, to claim the ability to buy it for $1 a month. The new subscribers and old subscribers apparently can both get the same deal. If you canceled a month ago and you come back again, you get the $1 a month promotional rate. And then at the end of the promotional time, you get charged $6.99 a month. I don't understand. I say this all the time to Victoria and to the other ladies here. They have so many of these services, and it's so expensive. They all complain, I'm running $200 a month for this stuff. So why do
Oh,
you,
yeah.
If you go back to the regular television, It's not $200 a month. I mean, the Fios service that I have, by the time I'm done paying for internet and TV and some of the other stuff, it is $200 a month. But, you know, I think I have Paramount Plus, I have CBS, which I guess is the same thing now. And I have Hulu, and I think I have Amazon Prime. But all these things, you keep adding them, you might as well stay on regular TV. That's the thing that I was
Saying. Go back to the rabbit ears and tin foil. It was a lot easier.
The girls tease me. I tell the story about me, and you probably had this as well. When I was a youngster, I had at home, we didn't have a TV until I think I was about 7 or 8. My father bought a Stromberg Carlson. It was a television Ooh. Set, it was a radio, and it had a phonograph thing in it.
Yeah.
And it had a 10-inch screen with a magnifying glass on it, so you can actually see what was on the screen. It was all in black and white. I know it makes me sound like an old geezer, but, you know, those are the first memories of seeing. And then today you see these 76-inch screens, or the people who have their own in-home, like, movie theater. My friend Jack Stockwell has a huge, like, he's got a theater in his house. And the screen is not as big as going to the movie theater, but still, you know, under the circumstances, it's huge. And the technology and the sharpness of the picture and all that sort of thing, we've come a long way, baby. More after
really
this.
Kind of crazy.
If you have certain chronic conditions, such as heart disease,
asthma,
diabetes, and you're 19 years of age or older, 52,
36,
42, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I'm going to ask my doctor
about getting vaccinated
with Prevnar 20.
You know, one of the things that we talk about here is we're cutting the wires. We don't have wires anymore. It's all in the universe of, you know, what's around us. And I think that it's all about convenience, and nobody really gives a thought, John, to what we're being bombarded with. That is, you've got your iPhone, you have an iPad, you've got a computer in front of you, you have a cell phone, you have all of these things, the television, the radio, if you have a car, it's got a two-way, whatever it is. All of these things are not only using energy, but they're bombarding your body and your brain with stuff that we've never had.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.